Welcome to this special edition of the Neurology Live Mind Moments podcast. Tune in to hear leaders in neurology sound off on topics that impact your clinical practice. I'm your host, Marco Meglio, editor with Neurology Live, and today I have a breaking news story. On Thursday, June 22nd, the FDA approved Sarepta Therapeutics treatment SRP-9001, a gene therapy to treat ambulatory patients with Duchenne muscular dystrophy with a confirmed mutation in the DMD gene. With the approval, it becomes the first gene therapy-based agent marketed for the treatment of DMD. The decision was based on positive data from the Phase 1-2 Study 101, Phase 2 Study Study 102, and Phase 1 Study Endeavor. The DMD treatment is a one-time therapy indicated for ambulatory patients aged 4 through 5 with a confirmed mutation in the DMD gene. It is contraindicated for patients with any deletion in exon 8 and or exon 9 in the DMD gene. Shortly after the FDA's decision, Neurology Live spoke with Natalie Goediger, a neurology nurse practitioner in the neuromuscular division at Washington University in St. Louis. Here's Dr. Goediger with her immediate reaction to the decision.
So I'm really just very excited for this accomplishment. It comes after decades of hard work from many in the scientific community, and then of course the patient, family, Duchenne muscular dystrophy communities. I think we should pause and remember all of those who've given their time over the years, the patients and families who gave of themselves for research, those that I help care for now in the ongoing gene replacement therapy clinical trials, but also taking a second to think back and remember all of those over the years who participated in the natural history trials, other failed drug trials, which is always just devastating, but have ultimately helped to give us the data to get to this place. So I'm just really excited about today, this moment for the Duchenne muscular dystrophy community. And I also hope and believe this approval is just a stepping stone on the way to further treatments that are going to be available, hopefully to all with this disease. And then in the short term, look forward to the completion of the trials that are ongoing with this product, the phase 3 trial in 4 to 7 year olds with DMD, and then the upcoming phase 3 trial of non-ambulatory boys that could potentially give us the data to kind of broaden who would be allowed to get this treatment. Because I know that there may also be some disappointment for those families and those patients who are not going to be allowed to get the medicine right at this moment.
To date, SRP-9001 has demonstrated safety and efficacy in over 80 treated patients so far, with follow-up of up to 4 years post-treatment. In the 20-patient Cohort 1 of Endeavor, findings showed that SRP-9001-treated patients improved 4 points from their pre-therapy baselines on the North Star Ambulatory Assessment compared with a propensity-weighted external control group over a 4-year period. Announced at the same time, longer follow-up data from 4 patients in Study 101 demonstrated a 7-point improvement above pre-treatment baselines on the NSAA, a 9.9 unadjusted means, and a 9.4 least square means versus a propensity-weighted external control at 4 years. Here's Goediger with more on how the efficacy of SRP-9001 will translate.
So I think at this point, we only have a piece of the picture with the clinical data that's released thus far. But what that piece suggests is that this treatment is far and above the other approved treatments that we have for Duchenne muscular dystrophy in terms of efficacy. And we know this is not a cure, but we hope that it will improve the lives of these young boys right now with DMD, hopefully give them some clinical stability, I think, is what we would hope for as clinicians, or improvement would be great for a period of time, followed by some clinical stability as, again, we continue to investigate newer treatment options, other non-dystrophin approaches, which would eventually make this disease something with multiple treatment modalities.
With the approval, SRP-9001 becomes the first gene therapy to enter the DMD treatment landscape. Corticosteroids have often been considered the foundation of treatment in DMD. However, several new agents, namely antisense oligonucleotides, have been approved to treat the condition. A few of the more recently approved therapies include casimersen, viltolarsen, golodirsen, eteplirsen, and deflazacort. Not all patients respond to or are candidates for antisense oligonucleotides or gene therapy. Here's Gottiger on the role of SRP-9001 in the treatment toolbox and how it will be utilized in comparison with other previously approved agents.
The other approved agents for Duchenne muscular dystrophy, they're all mutation specific. So they are for boys with mutations amenable to exon 45, 51, and 53 skipping. And so they're limited to about 30% or so of boys with DMD. And they require ongoing administration. So they're all given weekly IV at home, and often as the disease progresses, require an implanted port, which can lead to some complications sometimes. Although usually those medicines are pretty well tolerated, just have not the efficacy that we would hope for with a medication that we have to give a child weekly via IV. And so this product, while it's currently limited to dosing in 4 to 5 year olds, it's first of all going to allow for a broader genetic population to be treated. The current contraindications, from what I have read and my understanding from the clinical trials, for dosing are going to be, there's going to be a contraindication in those with deletions of exons 8 to 9. So definitely much broader genetic population will be able to be treated with just the age limitation. And so again, we continue to wait for data from the ongoing and upcoming clinical trials to see if the population able to receive this will be broadened. That's our hope.
Across its clinical program, the safety and tolerability of SRP-9001 was comparable, with vomiting as the most common treatment-related adverse event. In total, 1,230 treatment-emergent adverse events were recorded throughout these trials. However, 98.5% of them were considered mild to moderate in severity. At the 2023 Muscular Dystrophy Association Clinical and Scientific Conference, a Delphi panel led by Gottiger reviewed data from the 3 clinical trials and established a set of consensus considerations for the management of adverse events related to the use of SRP-9001. The considerations were for the set of occurring adverse events, including vomiting, myocarditis, acute liver injury, and immune-mediated myositosis. Here's Gottiger one final time on the safety considerations of SRP-9001 and what clinicians who treat patients with DMD should know.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm glad you brought it up, because in the excitement, we have to also think about what the risk may be. So I think this product and any gene replacement therapy product has to be taken very seriously. We counsel our patients with any product like this that when a safety event occurs, we manage it as we're able to. So often that means immune suppressive medications, depending on what the event is. But we can't stop the medicine. We can't take it away like we can other medications. And so that's something that parents really need to think about and be aware of. The most common safety event we saw in trials was vomiting, occurred in about half the boys who received the medicine. Usually in about the first week or so, sometimes lasting a couple weeks, sometimes lasting weeks and weeks. That was rare, but it did happen. Next most common event and potentially more serious event was acute liver injury, occurred in about a third of boys, a couple of whom had serious adverse events, meaning they had to be hospitalized and usually were treated with intravenous steroids. There were a couple of cases of myocarditis and at least one patient with immune-mediated myositis who had an immune-mediated reaction and actually got weaker following treatment with this medication, which is part of why there is the contraindication in treating boys with a deletion of exons 8 to 9. So all of these events are potentially very serious or could be serious and warrant really close monitoring and follow-up in the immediate time points after dosing and ensuring that there's a really good family commitment to doing all the things that are asked of them, namely dosing steroids every day, following up with labs, any other testing before and
after.
For
more coverage of SRP-9001's approval, check out the corresponding links in the show notes or head to neurologylive.com. Additionally, more coverage of rare disorders can be found on our clinical focus pages. Thanks for listening to this special episode of the Neurology Live Mind Moments podcast. We'll be back on Friday, June 30th, with our regularly scheduled episode. Look out for more special episodes over the course of 2023 and beyond.